my use of social media has morphed into using Facebook and Twitter and other means of communication more than just posting to my blog, because a blog is a very passive kind of an instrument to use. It's passive in the sense that we post, and if people are following us or their RSS, whatever they're doing to kind of keep abreast of what's going on my blog, they have to still come to it. You see what I'm saying? So the blog is there, but people have to want to come to my blog. So the action has to be this way. Whereas in terms of Facebook and Twitter and those applications, it's going out. Now granted, people have to follow you, but there is more of this kind of a movement out there, which I think is actually more in keeping with go out to all the world and spread the good news. It's more directive from me. So I use that pretty much every day. I get up in the morning and I spend about an hour doing that. I read the scriptures for the day or the saint's day, and I'll look at perhaps the news, and then I'll type out about maybe 8 or 9 comments that are on my Facebook page, but they're Twitter friendly because they're less than 140 characters most of the time. And I set those up, you know, and I'm close to 3,000 followers on Twitter, and I don't know how many on Facebook. But the thing that's good about that is the retweeting, right? You know what I'm saying? It's exponential. I put out a message, or you know, a nice thought, and then it gets retweeted. And that person who retweets it, it goes out to all the people who are connected with that. And then it gets out again. So you never know how many people are following. Now, of course, there's ways in which you can manipulate your traffic. You know, I was thinking of the top 10 ways to increase traffic on your blog. I've got 2 right now. I could put a blog post up called Why I Hate the Latin Mass. I can guarantee you that will increase my traffic on my blog. And the second one was Why Justin Bieber is the Antichrist. Now, that would also increase the traffic on my blog, but that's for the wrong reasons. We don't do it for reasons of traffic, but you do it, you just spread the seeds, right? Spread the seeds. Let it go out there. Let it go where it will. So my encouragement for all of us who are doing blogs and tweeting and Facebook and the way it's moving, I have one last thought too, just to add in terms of what Elizabeth said, is to see ourselves as just doing just that. We just spread the seeds of goodness out there. We say the right thing for the right reasons. We lift up. We speak more of what we're for rather than against. But we also speak too, when we have to, against things that we see as out of bounds, contrary to the good, contrary to the church's teaching, but always trying to do it in a loving and pastoral way.